Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. Okay, real talk. We all have embarrassing moments in the bedroom, you know, like gas, bloating, indigestion, and more. And I hear from so many of you with stomach issues, and it's keeping you from the pleasure you so rightly deserve. Well, I got some great news. While studies show that gut issues directly impact our arousal, erections, and overall sexual health, I got a game changer for your overall wellness. Introducing Just Thrive Probiotic. It is my secret weapon for overall health and the fuel for my sex life. Just Thrive Probiotic isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is a clinically proven game changer, a gut superhero designed to up-level your passion and sex life. So no more embarrassing moments, only a life of gut-powered ecstasy. That sounds good, right? It's the first probiotic formulated with four ancestral survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. This probiotic is like your personal gut gardener, maintaining the health of your gut by eliminating bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and replenishing the good, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. With Just Thrive, you'll nourish your gut microbiome, fueling your mind, body, and soul. So say hello to increased libido, enhanced pleasure, and a whole new level of satisfaction. Oh, don't miss my episode, Why Gut Health is Sexy with Tina Anderson, where you can learn more about this groundbreaking company. For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive 100% risk-free by visiting justthrivehealth.com and enter promo code SEXWITHEMILY at checkout to save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic. So take charge of your gut health, take charge of your sex life, and live your healthiest life yet with Just Thrive.
How do you describe enthusiasm?
Right. Enthusiasm is using all of the things that you can. Okay, so first of all is your position. If he's laying down and you get into a position where he can see the round of your back and your ass, so if you're on your hands and knees, turn yourself sideways and kind of shift yourself so he can see your body.
Exactly.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. Oh, it's the holy grail of sexual connection, a quality oral sesh. Or is it? On this best of mashup episode, I'm sharing some top shelf advice on how to up your oral game, both giving and receiving. Sometimes hot oral comes down to technique, like the Kiven method. We talk about why this is so delicious for vulva owners and how you can execute it. But other times, good oral is more about lip service. No, not that kind. The communication kind. You know, how do you ask for more oral from a partner who's hesitant? Or how do you ask for less from a partner who's a little too enthusiastic? Oh, and what about when you desperately want to give but your partner has some blocks around it? We get into all of it. Alongside my guest, Sadie Allison, she's a sexologist, a relationship expert, and author who has some A-plus hacks to make your next oral sesh super sexy. Intentions with Emily. For each episode, join me in setting an intention. What do you want to get out of this episode? How will it help you? My intention is to get you to think differently about oral sex, remove any of the roadblocks that have keeping you from truly and thoroughly engaging in it, and finding some tips in here, at least one, to take it to the next level. As always, please rate and review Sex with Emily wherever you listen. My new article on the site, How Do I Actually Start Squirting? That's up now at sexwithemily.com. Check it out if you've ever been curious about squirting. I'm sure you have been. If you want to ask me a question, call my hotline 559-TALK-SEX, 559-825-5739. Leave me your questions or message me at sexwithemily.com/askemily. All right, everyone, enjoy this episode. Dr. Sadie Allison is one of America's leading sex educators and authors of award-winning bestsellers like Tickle His Pickle and Tickle Your Fancy. Sadie's also the founder and CEO of Tickle Kitty, where her signature sex help book, Sensual Pleasure Kits, and sex lubricants enable her to help people find even greater sexual fulfillment in their lives. Find her on social media at Dr. Sadie, that's D-R-S-A-D-I-E, and at Tickle Kitty Official. So welcome to the show, Sadie. It's so good to see you.
I'm so happy to be here again.
I know, it's fun. And she's also at Dr. Sadie Allison, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest. What do you think it is, though, by couples, as much as I've been saying this and you've been saying this for years, why do you think it's so goddamn hard for couples to even talk about sex?
People weren't role modeled. When you think about like baby boomers and having parents that came from generations where we may have grown up not seeing our parents communicate at all, that gets passed down. Mm-hmm. Right? So someone's got to be the champion in the relationship and make that happen. And I even suggest for guys, like when it comes to oral sex or touching a clitoris, like I have in the Undercover Clitoris book, open up the dialogue for her. Because women, we can be really shy, intimidated, don't want to hurt his feelings, right, all those things. So if you're touching her clitoris and you were proactive and said, honey, how does that feel? Do you want me to go slower, faster, to the left, to the right? And give her easy yes, no questions.
Right.
Right. Because if you say, how does it feel? Right. She might just say, fine.
Good, right, fine. It's great. It's good. Pleaser. It's fine. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Fake orgasm. Nah. No. Right. So really care about her pleasure and make it easy for her because, you know, you can help her. And we look to our partners to help us feel safe and comfortable. So I encourage guys to kind of put yourself in her shoes and make her feel comfortable, make it easy for her to open up.
Yeah. So true. What do you think is the most misunderstood thing about the clitoris, or what do you think people really could get from this that they don't know?
Well, it's really just going slow and gentle. You know, here's an analogy. You know, a lot of guys, they're heavy-handed. They might be used to touching themselves, which can be a lot firmer, stronger, and faster than what a clitoris wants. And if they're not communicating with their lovers or she's too, you know, shy to be telling him, you're kind of missing it every time. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of girls that tell me that they don't like oral sex, for example.
Yeah, let's talk about those girls.
I'm really surprised. But I know some of them say, well, he just doesn't do it right. And I keep trying to tell him he doesn't. So I just tell him I don't like it and don't bother.
Right.
But really, he's not doing it right. So that's why I wrote The Mystery of the Undercover Clitoris, to give guys all the real inside scoop that she's not telling you.
Right.
And here's a good analogy.
Yeah.
When you go to touch a clitoris, you want to start so soft. So guys, if you had an eyelash stuck in your eyeball and you went to go and rub it out, how gently would you be touching your eyeball? Pretty darn soft.
Yeah.
Every time I tell that to a guy, they're like, oh, like that? And I'm like, yes, like that.
Right. That's a great way to say it. I always say go 5 times slower. That is a great analogy.
That's good too.
So go slow and...
And then communicate from there. Some women will like it faster and harder, of course. But start there. It's a sure way to start.
To go slow. Okay. Yeah. So what about the penis book? So what's... And this came out. Let's talk about some things about the penis that are misunderstood in here. The cigar roller. And they work.
They do work.
Like, I remember, this was years ago, when I read, I think it was that, or Tickle's Fancy, I read something in one of your books, and I probably told you this, it was like 2004, it was before we met, and I gave a guy I'd been dating like a year a blowjob. I like to fancy myself that I'm pretty good, and I did something that I just read in here, and he's like, and he was like, amazing, he's like, what'd you just do? And I can't remember what it was at this moment.
Oh.
I know, dude, I should remember. I might have put my fingers on his perineum and he was like, whoa, I don't think I'd ever known to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because men's prostate glands are right in the middle above where the taint is, the perineum. So just to reiterate where that is, it's this landscape between the base of his balls and the butthole.
Right. Taint the balls.
Exactly. Same for women. There's that little landscape. Mm-hmm. Same thing. So if you're giving a blowjob and you use your other hand, because your other hand is stroking as well, so you use the free hand to push up, and you want to put a good amount of pressure, more than you might think.
Like a few fingers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Push up, and that way you're putting pressure on more stimulation for him while you're giving the blowjob. And here's a lot of women that don't learn how to give them, because we don't get taught in school how to give and receive pleasure.
No.
I mean, it's one thing to give, but also to feel comfortable receiving.
Right.
So that's why I even wrote the books, is, you know, step-by-step guides, real easy to read, bullet points, lots of drawings. But the one thing that a lot of women don't realize is to use your hands. It sounds so simple, but a lot of women think it's all about the blowjob.
Exactly,
but
in their mouth and deep throating, and that's porn. I'm like, no, your hand is your best friend when it comes to a blowjob. You don't need to do all the deep throating, and it's only your mouth, and that's why you're getting tired. Yeah, bring your hands in.
So there's the techniques, they're important, but there's also the number one thing men want is enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm.
They say they'd much rather have a girl giving a blowjob that's into it and trying to please him than a porn star that can finish him off in a minute.
Right. Now, how do you describe into it? Because I have ways of saying it, but I know that you have, like, how would you describe enthusiasm? Like, what a woman, she's going, well, I'm into it. How do you describe enthusiasm?
Right. Enthusiasm is using all of the things that you can, okay? So the first of all is your position. So if he's laying down and you get into a position where he can see the round of your back and your ass, so if you're on your hands and knees, turn yourself sideways and kind of shift yourself so he can see your body.
Exactly.
Because men are visual, okay? Mm-hmm. The other one is to use a lot of spit, and sound is great. You know, the sound of sex and sucking and licking and sloppiness, guys like that too. The sound of you moaning, right? And even pausing to say something sexy. I love how you taste, or oh my God, your cock is so big. You know?
right.
Shall we go on?
Yes, we should.
I'm looking at my man over here right now.
I know, he's like, yeah, I know,
he's
it's
like,
a good
tonight,
job.
Baby. So things like that. Eye contact is another one. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to pause, because if you're like going at it and he's like almost there and you stop, that's edging.
Right.
Getting him close. That's a tease. So showing your enthusiasm to do those kind of things that you know can even make it even better for him.
Those are such good tips. Okay, what about good tips for cunnilingus? For some of your favorite, for guys, if they don't really know the landscape.
Okay, well, first of all, you don't want to go just right to the clitoris. Like, it can be shocking and surprising. Like, hey, whoa, hey. Like, glide up the inner thigh with your fingers to the area.
Tease.
Yeah.
The tease is so important. That could be part of foreplay. That could be a few minutes off your foreplay if you're trying to look at the clock.
Right. Don't forget to make out.
Right.
You know, women like that sensuality, the caressing, the sweetness. So if you look into her eyes, kiss her a little bit. And then as your hand is sliding down at the same time while you're French kissing her, that'll get her wet real quick.
Yes. The kiss. I'm always like, bring back the
I'm
kiss.
I'm getting horny now. You're asking me all these great questions that I can't usually talk about on the air.
Oh, you can't, because you've been doing radio.
Yeah, here we got
no rules.
I have to speak in code all the time.
I know, right?
Touch the pleasure button and go around the back door.
I know.
Anal sex.
Exactly. That's what we do. I'm like, how many other ways can we say anal sex?
Back door pleasure. Sex with Emily. I could say it.
You can say it, baby. You can say whatever you want. It's interesting how anal has become such a thing. Like, so Sadie, I need you to answer the 5 questions that we ask every guest.
I need you too, honey.
I need you, honey. I love that you're here. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Your biggest turn on?
Sensual, slow touch. Like if we're just laying there facing each other, each on our sides, and he takes his fingertips and just glides them down the side of my ribs and over my waist and over my hip, real slow, just real gentle. I just got turned on by that.
That's true. Biggest turn off?
Going too fast, and also only letting me have one orgasm, because our first is not our last.
Right, exactly.
How many?
Yeah.
I did 15 once in the course of a full evening.
Wow.
It was hard.
Without toys?
With a person. Uh-huh. Only a person. I've been self-pleasuring since I was a young girl, and I am a pro.
Right.
And thankfully, I can get there quickly.
Right.
It's different when someone else is giving it to me, of course, though. But after like four or five, you have to really concentrate and squeeze your pelvic muscle and really push them out. So
15.
After a while, it doesn't even feel that good. But you have like one last contraction.
Right. No, that happens to me, but I'm usually using the magic wand.
How many have you
done?
Rider.
Oh, I mean, using it. I've never done 15 on my own. So my hat goes off to you.
Thank you. I did write the book.
So she literally wrote the book. I would say with a vibrator or a toy, you know, forever. I mean, I don't even know. I lose count. Probably 15, 20.
Wow. So you're up there.
Yeah. No, I can keep going and going and going and going and going. How many, to the point where like I'm late for meetings, you know?
your first good big one of a session, how many contractions do you have?
I would say I would have about 2 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about you?
That's normal, yeah. Common. Good, strong ones. 5, 6, 7. Yeah.
contractions. And can you explain what you've learned about the contractions? What do you mean? I'm just glad that the orgasm happened to me.
So
let's talk about this. This is great.
And this is important because people don't get that.
Right.
So when a guy comes, they come out in squirts, right? We see that. We know that. And he has the same pelvic muscle that's squeezing and contracting. So when you have an orgasm, it's kind of like the next closest thing that your body can do is a sneeze. You get to that point of no return and then it's going to happen. You can't stop it. And so what happens with your pelvic floor is it's the muscle like gets to that point and then it just contracts and squeezes. And so for a guy, that's why his cum is coming out in squirts because of the muscle squeezing. So for women, the same thing happens. We just don't see it.
Right.
So when we're talking about contractions, it's the pelvic muscle. You reach that point of no return of your orgasm. And then it's releasing and having the orgasm. And it's that muscle contracting.
And you keep contracting. You pump your Kegel muscles.
Does it on its own for the orgasm. Yeah. And then you can kind of keep pumping it and push them out.
Exactly. That's what I've learned. That's why strong Kegels are very, very important. Okay. We'll get back to your questions. Sexiest part of your partner's body.
I would say, God, he's got great legs. My man is a swimmer. He's a lifetime swimmer, and he swims out in the San Francisco Bay.
Oh, wow.
With just his little trunks on and a cap.
God, it's so cool.
Like
he's
in
got
the 50s. Yeah. It's at the Dolphin Club down at the Fisherman's Wharf.
Oh, I used to live right near there.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. So it's an old club, been there since the 1800s. Yeah. Super cool. So he goes out there and he'll swim for like a half an hour in the freezing water.
Oh, my God.
But it's super healthy for your body.
Yeah, it's so good for him.
Yeah, so he's got really nice legs.
Yeah, I love it. Craziest place you've gotten busy?
On a golf course in high school, I think. We went to a kegger and I lived near a golf course and I remember the next morning I had grass in places that it shouldn't be.
I love it. Okay. So last question is, what's the one thing you wish you could tell your partner about your body's needs, which I'm sure you've already done, or you can say what's something that a partner has taught you about your body's needs that you didn't know, although you're so profesh. I mean, you've been doing this.
I don't know. Like I've known my body for so long that I don't know that anyone's taught me anything new.
I'm sure. Yeah. That's why I knew you couldn't answer that. I love about you. That's why admire you.
I don't want to make anything up.
No, and you never would. You're amazing. Yeah. Dr. Sadie Allison. It is so fun having you here. Before we get into your questions, I want to give you a new technique for going down on a vulva, and it's called the Kiven method. And remember, you guys, it's not going to work on everybody, but it's an exciting way of performing oral sex. And there have been some bold claims about its effectiveness. An orgasm in 3 minutes and 60% of women with people with vaginas experience faster and more intense orgasms. Okay, you guys, I don't know about that one. But let's hear how you do it so you can try it. Try it at home. Try it with your partner. See if it works. And the other thing I like about this is even if it doesn't work, you're probably going to find another method or another nerve ending or something that you might have missed before on the vulva because we know there are 8,000 of them. So here's the gist. Rather than coming in from between the legs, so your partner's lying on their back and you're kind of coming up between their legs, the giver comes in from the side. So meaning you're like sitting on your side, leaning over into their vulva. So basically you place the index finger and thumb on either side of the clitoris to raise and steady it. And remember, do this gently and use some lube. It's okay, you know, kissing and foreplay, all that stuff is important, but hopefully the clitoris is already a little aroused right now. And then instead of licking up and down on the vulva, you're going to go from side to side across the clitoral hood. So like windshield wiper, tongue back and forth instead of up and down. So what they're saying is this, which makes sense, this helps to stimulate a wider area of the clitoris than conventional methods usually used. The positioning is, okay, so here's some other things about the positioning. It's best to approach over the thighs rather than underneath. So with the left hand, the giver needs to place the middle finger on the perineum. So what we're saying is your right hand is stabilizing the clitoris, it's raising it up, and the left hand is going, the middle finger is on the perineum, which is that area between the vagina and the anus. And why you're doing that is because you want to feel for different muscle contractions. So you could kind of tell if your partner's nearing orgasm, you can begin to concentrate on the head of the clitoris with the tongue. So you're supposed to feel some contractions and then from your licking, and then that way it's like a little indicator that you could switch it up and just concentrate on the head. So basically this theory is you're trying three different variations. You're going on the side, using a different hand position, and you're licking across the clitoral hood. The key is to keep the pace and pressure consistent, which, by the way, is always really important during oral sex to kind of keep it consistent. Another person said that she came within 5 minutes of me finding the rhythm. It's usually 15 to 20 minutes. So I don't know, you guys, let me know what you think. I just emailed this to my boyfriend, so I haven't even tried it yet. I'll let you know what happens. I actually would love to hear if you guys try this out. We could even post a link to it on the website or in the show notes so you can see what you think. Stick around, you guys, because after the break, I answer all of your oral questions. Okay, we have Sarah. She's 30 from Washington, and she wants to give her partner oral, but he won't let her. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Emily.
Hi. So good to talk to you. Okay, tell me what's going on.
So I've been dating this guy for almost 5 months now. We're in an exclusive relationship. Our sex life is getting better. There's a lot of chemistry. He's really attentive, really understanding that women need a little bit more time. But he says that he has this preference where he doesn't really like receiving oral, mm-hmm. Or even really like to be touched. And he always puts the shorts on after sex, and he's mentioned, you know, in passing conversations that he's not completely comfortable naked. So I just wonder if there's some sort of underlying issue there, because I've never encountered someone who
No, it's a great question. When I say it's strange, it does happen. We don't hear about it a lot. Like, I hear more from women who are too sensitive than men. So how much do you know about his sexual history? So I know he was married before.
Right. So he was married for about 14 years. And then he's been divorced for about almost 2 years.
Okay.
And dated maybe four or five people since.
Okay. First of all, how is his, like, is his body, like, to you, like, you're attracted to him and his penis works fine, you know,
definitely,
right?
Attracted to him completely, yeah.
Okay. I mean, honestly, it's kind of like, I would say that he probably had some kind of trauma. It could be psychological, it could be physical. Maybe he had a woman who said she didn't like how he, you know, tasted once when he was in high school. I mean, these little things can set up triggers for a lifetime. Or maybe he, who knows, he came when he didn't want to during oral, or maybe he even had some kind of sexual abuse. I'm not sure what it is, but if you guys are in a comfortable space, you know, without shaming him, just ask him, like, curiously, like, has it always been this way? Did you ever like oral sex? You know, you could ask him, again, from a way that's very loving, not having the conversation in the bedroom. But I really don't think it's nothing that you're doing. And the reason why men report they don't like oral is the same reasons why women don't love oral. Like, maybe it is too sensitive to touch. He may think that you're not really into it because, again, he just might have that belief, or one woman said she wasn't into it. So I wouldn't, like, force it on him, of course, and be like, let me do it. But I think, like, when you're not in the bedroom, having a conversation about your sexual history or experiences might be interesting to you to learn a little bit more, because it sounds to me like there's probably something going on. I'm not concerned about it, but if he's open, you know, there's ways that he could maybe touch it again, like through a hand job and using lots of lube, and maybe he could build up to it if he's down for it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, he's definitely open to talking about it. And I've explained to him so that, to me, you know, being able to receive is sort of being vulnerable. And so I want to give because I want him to also be vulnerable, and it's a give and take when he, you know, does it to me. So I think he understands it from that point, but still just sort of comes back with, yeah, it's just never been good.
Right. Well, see, right. And then you're like, let me show you good, right? Like, as women, we're like, never been good. I'm going to be the one. So I think that it sounds like maybe it wasn't good, or who knows how we turn things in our mind and it becomes like oral's never good. Maybe someone bit him with his teeth. I mean, you hear these stories, like, it could have been something, like, who knows? And so I think you could say, was it ever good? Like, did something happen? And then you could find out, and then you guys can build again. Maybe it's through light touching, or maybe you just, you know, the tip's really sensitive. You could use your hand and then start to kiss the tip. So if he's open to it, once he talks about it, it might take a lot of the charge out of it for him, and maybe he'd be willing to kind of try again.
Yeah, no, I think I'll definitely bring it up with him again.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's what you got to do. It's talking. Communication is a lubrication. You're not doing anything wrong, so.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Emily. I'm a loyal listener of your show.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. I so appreciate it. I love hearing from you. Call back. Let me know how it goes, or I'm always here for questions.
Okay, great.
Okay, have a good day. Thanks, Sarah. Bye. I like questions like this because we often hear women, they're not, you know, they're too sensitive in oral sex. And for some women, they really are too sensitive. A lot of women who are multi-orgasmic, they don't like oral sex. But for men, we don't hear about it as often. And like a lot of sexual challenges we have to do with some emotional thing that happened to us. There could be physical pain and we got to just get to the bottom of it. Talk to our partners. Remember, you guys, outside the bedroom in a neutral environment, people want to talk about these things, but they're not often asked the questions. So asking in a thoughtful way can really yield us a lot of the answers that we need to have healthy sex. We have Darren, 52, in California, and he's scared to go down on women now that he's casually dating again.
Hey, how you doing? I'm not scared. I'm just a little bit of a germaphobe.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It was a pretty regular thing with me and my wife, and now that we are split, and you know, just want to kind of talk it through.
Okay, let's talk it through. So, tell me what your concern is. The getting an STD?
Okay, that could be one.
I don't want to plant more worries in your head. Well, what were your concerns?
We were together for 28 years, so it was certainly, and yes, my wife had a couple of kids and what have you, but some of the women that are probably in their, let's call it 30s, 40s, 50s, you know, may have had a little bit more miles on them from multiple partners.
Okay. So in your brain, you're like, how many other mouths and penises have been here before? And you were only with your wife. So I understand that. So here's the thing. The vagina cleans.
Not only with my wife, just only with my wife for the last 28 years.
Right, I get it. So really it's just new vagina. Like it's a whole new thing. So that's probably part of it too. Yeah. Just anxiety about being with somebody new. Like you've only done that person. So it makes sense that you would just be kind of have some thing. So that's probably part of it too. Yeah. Just anxiety about being with somebody new. Like you've only done that person. So it makes sense that you would just be kind of have some trepidation about it, or you just be kind of, I haven't done this in a while. Listen, you can't tell if someone has an STI or an STD just by looking, but you can't tell if they're clean. And of course, if there's any outbreaks, well, that you'll be able to notice.
Yeah.
And there are some risks. It is true that you can get an STD. It is rare, but unprotected oral sex, herpes and gonorrhea and all those things, I don't hear those cases that often, I'm telling you, but it's possible. So I think, you know, it's good to like shower beforehand if you want to too, if you're just kind of concerned about that. But really, the vagina cleans itself. So typically, most of us are very healthy and we take care of ourselves. So it's not like she needs to douche or like she can wash off all the sex from the past. So there's nothing like lingering again unless she has something. And hopefully she would tell you.
Right.
And it's not going to transmit unless she's having like a breakout. Let's say if she had herpes or something. So
right.
You could also use a dental dam, which nobody uses, but they actually feel really good.
Right.
I think people should. There's something called same-day STD testing, which is awesome. It's this really cool test. You just take it in that day. You can take it that day. So to make sure that you have your, you know, clean record and that she does too. So does that help you?
I got my clean record today. Went to my doctor and he ran a whole panel and he said, now you got a baseline.
Okay. There you go. So perfect. I mean, again,
so I don't know if I wear that as a card around my neck when I'm taking girls out that, hey, you know, here I am. I'm clean.
No. I mean, yes, but I wouldn't just whip it down on the first day and be like, look at my card. Because I have a friend who does that. My friend Hernando, he's a sex doctor too. And we were at a party. He goes, look. And he showed us his phone because he had like results and he was showing the women his clean results before like they even knew if they got their phone number. And I just didn't think it was sexy. But yes, you should definitely let them know, like in a way that when you know that you're with someone, okay, here's the thing. When you know that you're with somebody, Darren, that you're like, oh, this could go somewhere, like maybe second date or whatever it is. You'd be like, oh, just so you know, like I'm clean. You know, hopefully if you've been tested, that's how you have the conversation. But I don't think you have to lead with it like on the first date.
Right.
What else,
right,
Darren? Well, yeah. You feel better? Okay. I'm here for you. Let me know. As questions come up, I'm here. Be right back with more of your questions. Like, what do I do if my boyfriend won't go down on me? Okay, we have Bethany. She's 29 from Colorado, and her partner is not giving her oral, even though she's a giving lover. Hey, Bethany, thanks for calling. Let's get into this. Tell me what's going on.
You know, it's just funny because I've never been in a relationship where I didn't receive as well. And honestly, it's kind of taken a stab at my confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense.
It's just strange to me because after not receiving, I realize how important it is.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. So you're not wrong here at all. I think that I've been in that situation too. And I was like, what is going on here? So how long have you been with your boyfriend?
It's been a year, and I've kind of decided that if things don't change soon, I don't know if I can continue on. And I felt initially that that was kind of shallow of me, but I just want to know if there's a way I can kind of entice him because I feel like I've tried it all.
Okay. Well, let's talk. First of all, it is not shallow. I'm going to tell you here, I've ended a relationship based on lack of oral. I've ended it because women require, or so many women require oral sex. It's like the way we orgasm. Like, we're more likely to orgasm from oral than intercourse. So you're good here. So tell me what you've already done. Tell me how you've talked to him about it in the past.
Well, I've kind of just said, is it something that I'm doing it? Like, is it my scent or anything like that? And he says, absolutely nothing wrong with your anatomy. It's in my head. I also just skip over it in my mind because I haven't done it in the past two relationships I've been in. So I kind of have like hinted towards it when we are in that intimate moment.
Okay.
And then he just reverts completely.
Okay.
To something else.
Okay. So good. Okay. So this is great information because here's what I'm thinking, that he's probably feeling like he's not good at it and he doesn't have a lot of experience. So, which he probably doesn't. And so I think it sounds like he doesn't. So I think he probably really wants to please you. It doesn't sound like he had a bad experience or just not his thing, that he might need some guidance from you. But I think what we got to change here, Bethany, is that you have this conversation with him when you're not in the moment. So I think it's time for like a heart to heart, go out to dinner or somewhere where you guys are feeling relaxed. Could be at breakfast in the morning, wherever you feel comfortable, and say, babe, I want to talk to you about something. Love our sex life, our relationship, it's hot. But I know I've brought up oral sex before, and it's something that I've realized now after a year that I actually need it. Like, I miss it, I require it. And I know we've talked about this, but I understand that, like, it sounds to me like maybe you feel like you're not really sure, you know, because you haven't done it a lot. And so, you know, ask him a question, say, is that what it is? And then let him answer,
yeah.
And then, you know, and then do you think he would be open to that?
Yeah, I think he really does want to try, and maybe I could just give him some pointers.
Yes.
But I guess I haven't ever really taught anybody.
Exactly. Okay, so this is great, because I bet he wants to learn and he wants to please you, but, you know, guys don't love asking for directions, you know? A lot of guys, I mean, girls don't either, right? Sometimes we're just like, I wish I knew, and then we get in our heads. He's probably really insecure about it. So what I think is great, now, do you, like, masturbate? Are you familiar with your body?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, this is going so well, Bethany. So I think the thing for you to do is to say, ask him if he'd be open to it, and maybe a little mutual masturbation session where you could show him how, like, exactly how you like to be touched. Or maybe it's a one-way masturbation where first you get off and he's watching, and then maybe he gets off. Because if it's mutual, he might not really be able to pay attention. So you could just show him, like, this is how I like my clitoris touch. This is how I use my fingers. Like, I like to have some lube here, and then, like, actually show him. It's like a show and tell. So you don't, like, you have to explain it when you're talking to him at dinner. You can just let him know that you'd love to work on it together, that you actually think it would be really hot for you guys to figure it out together. So in every situation is a new learning curve, because even if he'd been doing it to every woman in the past, every woman's body is different. So I think first find out if you've got the go-ahead, if he's cool and he wants to learn, and then it's either through mutual masturbation, or even if it's just you saying, you know what, so next time when you go down to me, know that you're going to know that he's on board, and say, like, I can't wait to teach you. I think it'd be so hot for me to show you exactly what I like. And then he'll feel less anxious, like he's supposed to be performing, and then you guys can, you know, learn together. You can teach him while he's learning.
Be fun.
Make it fun, though. You know, make it fun, make it light. and just give him a new, you know, give him an option. Because what happened to me was I said to my partner, I said, listen, is it number one, you're not really sure if I'm into it? Or number two, you're not sure that you want to do it? Or number three, it's not your thing? And he said, you know what? It's not my thing. And then I said, well, babe, you're not my thing. And then I ended up my relationship. It's a deal breaker. Yeah. So for you, though, I'm thinking you're going to hear, yeah, I really want to, but I'm just not sure what I'm doing. You say, wow, great, because I can't wait to show you. And then you make it fun. You keep it light. And, you know, might take a little bit of time. You know, it takes a while. Like, my boyfriend didn't get it. A lot of guys don't get it right away. So you just keep working on it so you can get what you want.
Yeah. Maybe it's just intimidating to them, I guess.
It is. It's really intimidating to them because they want to please you so bad. And then men have this thing in their head like, oh, I should already know. And why don't I know? And it doesn't make me less of a man. None of which is true. So the more you can make him feel like, you know, he is that great lover and he's hot and you can't wait and all that stuff, he's going to be able to relax into it and give you those screaming orgasms that you deserve. Okay, Bethany?
It'll only be a little bit longer until I'm like,
I know. Well, this is why I think it's got to be like tonight. Just talk to him about it.
Yep.
It sounds scary, but once you get into it. Perfect. Please do it tonight, and then please let me know how it goes. Okay?
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Bethany. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily. I love this, you guys. We all have pleasure as our birthright, and we all have the right to better sex, and especially oral sex, you guys. So tell your partner what you want, make sure they're on board, and let's all go down like we mean it. Okay, this next one is from Anne, 42, in Texas. Hi, Emily. I'm having the best sex of my life. My high school sweetheart and I both went through divorce, and we're now 1 year into reuniting. Our sex life is on fire. I wasn't having orgasms during my marriage unless they were on my own or with a toy. Well, that's another story. Now I'm having orgasms every time and usually two or three. It's amazing. Anyway, getting to the point, my boyfriend loves when I go down on him. In fact, maybe he's addicted. I like to do it, but he seems to expect that I will do it every time we have sex, and we have sex a lot. I don't want to deny him, and it's not an awful task that I hate. I just don't want to do it every time we have sex. Is that reasonable? How can I maybe do it a little less without hurting his feelings or making him think I don't like it? Yes, he also goes down on me, but not every time, and I don't expect it every time. Thanks for reading my question. I discovered you about 2 years ago, and even though I was pretty sexual explorative, you've revolutionized my sex life. You rock. Thank you, and I'm so glad you found the show, and I love that you reunited with your high school sweetheart and are having amazing orgasms. You're clearly in those fun phases right now that we talked about earlier, which is great. Okay, I really love this question because I think that a lot of us just kind of would get frustrated and keep doing what our partner wants and then have resentments. But I think that maybe you're assuming that he wants it every time because maybe he's like thrusting his penis towards you and it might be habitual for him just to do that, to get him hard. But you know, there's a lot of other ways to get him aroused. You could use your hand. You could use some lube. I'm telling you, you put some few drops of lube on your hand or on his penis and you just grab it and not grab it, but you know, you hold on to his penis and get him hard that way. I think that's going to be cool. I think there's a lot of different ways that you could get him aroused without giving a blowjob every single time. So this is a conversation you have with him about your sex life outside the bedroom. Clearly, you're both having amazing sex and just say, you know, I'm not sure that I could, I'm not feeling great about every single time giving you a blowjob, though I love sucking you. It feels great, but let's play with some other ways to get you aroused. Like, I think that's how you say it to him. And then you could also let him know there what you need because he's not going down on you every time. But sometimes I find, like for me, I've had to figure out if my partner doesn't go down on me or I'm not stimulated, I don't want to have sex. I'm not going to have an orgasm. And I found like a lot of times I've just had sex and then I'm disappointed. So I've had to figure out like, well, I'm going to get my toy if that's not happening, or I'm going to make sure that there's enough lube and that I'm touching myself, because the truth is most women do not have orgasms from penetration. And if they do, you know, there has to be some arousal first. So I think it's really just, this could be a great time for you guys. You're a year in to really just have the conversations, and you're probably going to discover some other ways to really turn each other on. And it's not going to just be about blowjobs. This is from Beth, 22 in Alabama. Dear Emily, I've told my boyfriend a few times that sex seems very one-sided. Sometimes since he orgasms every time, and I've had maybe 3 orgasms all via oral since we've been dating almost 5 months, I asked him if he could work on it, offered suggestions, and so far it's only seemed to accomplish making him feel inadequate and making him perform oral on me less. A few nights ago, I was on my period and I didn't want to have sex. We asked for a blowjob. I agreed. And afterward, I mentioned that he's never just gone down to me for my pleasure before. He acted indignant and proceeded to tell me that he's gone down to me even when my vagina smells bad and he didn't want to. Whoa. He's never said anything about it before. I had no idea, but I always try to make sure I'm fresh down there before sex. Now, I feel very self-conscious about it. Can't get into sex at all. He still hasn't offered oral lately, and I wonder if it's because he thinks my vagina smells. I can't bring myself to ask him either because he specifically told me he didn't want to. Thanks so much. Beth, I am disturbed several times reading this. There are several things in here. So it sounds to me like he felt hurt by your allegations that he wasn't going down on you and that he wasn't making you perform. And so maybe he just said that about the odor, which either way is not cool. It's also not great to have, like I always say, having these conversations right after sex. Like if you gave him a blowjob and you're like, okay, now it's my turn. Just best to have him in a neutral environment where we're not all charged up and we all just had orgasms or didn't have orgasms. But I would just, again, take this outside the bedroom and say to him, like, you know, when you said that thing about my odor, I keep thinking about that. And I need to know, is that really a problem? Because I feel like, you know, I'm clean and I shower and I take care of myself. So is that a real concern of yours? Let's talk about it and let him know also that how it feels to you when he goes down on you, that it's actually like a requirement. And I think that he has to understand that. Now he might be, you know, you guys are still learning. Remember, you're 22 years old. I'm assuming he's about your age. And I have to say, you guys, it's not that I'm saying, oh, you guys are so young, you can't know. You literally haven't had enough experience in relationships. Great lovers, not born, they are made. We have to mold each other into better lovers. So you got to be honest with them and just say, that didn't make me feel great. I really do require more oral sex. And let me know about the hygiene thing. Because here's the other thing, though. This is a side note. Maybe you might have an infection. Because if there is an odor that is not like a normal odor, because we all have vaginal odors that are fine. It's part of our natural pH. But if it's an odor that's like shifted since you guys have been together, because maybe you have like bacterial vaginosis, for example, it's something that a lot of women can have. Many women can have an infection and they don't know it. So we actually don't know. So maybe there is something, but I think you got to get more information. But I'm not loving some of the things he say. I don't like that he lashed out and he was negative. So these are going to have to be some conversations. And then you're going to see if you're not getting your needs met sexually and he's being abusive by saying these terrible things, might not be right for you. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to podcasts and share this with a friend or a partner. Believe me, if you got something out of this, they will too. We release 2 to 3 episodes a week. Find me on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. It's all at Sex with Emily. If you want to ask me a question about sex, dating, or relationships, you can email me feedback@sexwithemily.com or sexwithemily.com/askemily. And check out my website. We have so many articles on there helping you better sex. And you can check out our guides at sexwithemily.com/guides for free guides that will give you expansive tips and activities. Sign up for our weekly emails because, hey, I've been told I give really good emails. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.